So, Cindy, it's safe to say, I think, that the modern celebration of Christmas and other holidays are beset with almost as much stress as joy, you know, whether it's traveling, cooking, or shopping. Tell me how the celebration tomorrow at the home place is different than how we celebrate the holidays now.
Probably a lot simpler. There wasn't a big rush for gift giving. Little handmade items, especially on a farm like 1850, children would expect Christmas morning in their stocking an orange. That was a rare treat. Some candy, which was also a rare treat. And then maybe a doll or a pocket knife or brand new pair of socks or something very simple, not the lavish gifts. A lot of food, a lot of the sweet things, cakes and cookies and things that you might not usually get any other time of the year. Those are all special treats. And then a lot of the time would have been spent going around from farm to farm and visit family and friends and neighbors and wish them holiday cheer.
Will that be basically the scene at Christmas in 1850, which is tomorrow?
Yes, we're trying to recreate what Christmas Eve would have looked like. They did have a tree, and it was kind of a new thing. Christmas trees came from Germany, but by 1850, Queen Victoria in England really made it more of a secular tradition, not just for the German people. She had a tree in England, and so that became the rage, and the fad was to have a Christmas tree. The Christmas trees were small. They were usually set on a table, and very simple decorations. So all these purchased decorations weren't around yet in 1850. So that is what we'll show. We'll show you how to make some of these simple paper decorations that you can decorate your Christmas tree with. We're going to make gingerbread cookies in the morning, and that's really not part of the event, but if you want to come and help us make some, poke holes in it and put it on our tree. But at 1 o'clock, we'll start, there'll be three different decorations that you can come and make. We're making little wooden stars, little paper cut chains that are a lot fun to make, and then little gift boxes that you could put on your tree. There was controversy in 1850 at Christmas whether Santa Claus brought gifts and put it in trees or your Christmas tree, or if he put them in your Christmas stocking. Santa Claus is going to visit that day at 2:30, and he is going to be presenting himself as he would have looked in 1850. So we have a little program to explain what the differences were, and then he can meet with the children, and the children can tell him what they want for Christmas this year, and he will give them a special 1850 treat. So you just have to come and see what that treat is.
And what time is Santa there?
Santa will come at 2:30. We also have one of our dearest friends, the string band, the Dixie Volunteers. They come and perform for us all throughout the year, and they're coming to perform some Christmas songs, and they're just volunteering their time because they love the home place and we love them. So if you can hear some, come out and just sit back, listen to some nice traditional music and see excited children visit Santa Claus. It's always a treat. It always makes my Christmas. We also have some Christmas treats. So in the kitchen of our double pen house, Charlotte Huggins, who is one of the best cooks around, she will be making her fudge and giving out samples. And we also have the recipe in our brochure, and then also some gingerbread, which is so traditional for the holiday seasons. We do have an event brochure on our website. So if you want to get the specific times, just go to the website. It's www.lbl.org.
So Christmas in 1850, again, that's happening tomorrow at Land Between the Lakes at the home place. And that's on the, if you head south on the trace, if you come through the LBL entrance, connect from Marshall County to Trigg County. Also happening tomorrow, and this is at the Nature Station at LBL, is going to be creating birdhouses or birdhouse building event. And I wondered if you could tell me a bit about, you know, what inspires this event and if there are any tricks to the trade.
Well, it's a pre-registration program. So we only have a limited number of boxes. The birdhouses are in a kit, so we only have a few of those. So you need to register and make sure that you have yours reserved. It's $5 per birdhouse, but that does not include the entrance fee. If you're interested, just call 270-924-2020 to make your reservation. But these would be kind of basic birdhouses. So flying squirrels would make home in them, or titmouse, chickadees. And then in the spring, they'll attract bluebirds also. So they'll also, when you go there, they'll give you all the information about how to help create your backyard into this wonderful habitat for wildlife. It doesn't even, if you're in a city, you can do some of these simple techniques just to bring some of the wildlife into your backyard. And if you haven't been to the Nature Station's backyard, it is beautiful. And even now, with a lot of the plants dying out, it's still a gorgeous place. And they have thousands of birds coming and feeding at their feeders. Just amazing to watch them. You just sit, and it's better than any television show you could watch, in my opinion.
Let's talk about, too, also on Sunday this weekend, in the spirit of construction, you'll be working with folks on building holiday gifts out of some natural materials there that found at LBL.
Right. And this is a perfect weekend just to get out if you want to just get away from a lot of the hustle and bustle and get in, you know, slowly introduced into the holidays and the spirit of the times. Just like in 1850, they didn't have ornaments for your tree that you could purchase, and you would have to go out in nature and find different materials to make your special decorations. So bringing it up to modern times, Nature Station is doing pretty much the same thing. They'll have different natural materials there, and that you can just come and build your own decoration. I think I had heard that they were going to build an elf, but you can use that to make anything else. So it'll be a lot of fun. The one naturalist that's doing it is a very artistic person, so it'll be sure to be an exciting ornament. It's a free program. You have to pay admission, but the program to make the decorations is free. So very inexpensive Sunday afternoon, and that program begins at 1 o'clock.
And then what time is, so that's 1 o'clock on Sunday. Does the birdhouse making event start at the same time on Saturday?
The birdhouse program starts at 2:15.
Okay.
But again, that's a pre-registered program, so you need to call, make your reservation. The home place, the home Christmas in 1850, begins at 1 o'clock and ends at 4 o'clock.
And all of these things are happening this weekend at Land Between the Lakes National Recreation Area, a great way to kick off your holiday season, and you can do that here in our region at Land Between the Lakes. And I've been speaking with Cindy Earls, the Special Events Coordinator for the Friends of the LBL. Cindy, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.